Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show? Download the podcast now.
Hello, Freak, and we always want to say we're thankful, grateful that you're listening to the pod. Rate it and share it and comment. That always helps us. And you can go to the Ramona Holloway socials. You can go to Matt Harris or on Instagram, Charlotte's Morning Mix, or on Facebook, Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends. We were talking a bit about outfits for different concerts and how my daughter was going to the Post Malone concert the other day, and she goes to concerts. She's been to a bunch of some country ones this year, and she doesn't even know some of the artists. But And she said, "What do you wear to a Post Malone?" I'm like, "I get a face tattoo," but I'm like, "I'm kidding. Don't get a face tattoo." And she goes, "No." I said, "Just wear whatever. Like, what would you wear to normally go out?" She says, "Dad, each show you have to have a certain fit for that."
Right.
She's like, one of my friends is going to wear jean shorts. And I'm like, that's so country. And I'm like, what's going on here?
You're not going to wear the same outfit to Beyonce that you wore to Luke Combs.
Right.
Very true.
Yeah. What am I thinking? I would have.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, crazy talk, right?
I mean, there are pre-show festivities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like at the doghouse.
Yeah.
Before the Beyonce show. There are pre-show festivities. People are doing all the things. This is huge. Right. Oprah and Gail posted a video of themselves hanging with Beyonce's mom, singing along to Beyonce right next to the stage.
And they have good outfits on?
Yes. Yes, Oprah's hair was like twice as long as it usually is. That was a very special wig that Oprah did for Beyonce.
Yeah.
And guess what? If Ramona gets the opportunity to go, Ramona will have the hair. Not some hair. Ramona will have the hair.
That's what we're saying, like, let's wig up.
Oh, absolutely.
Wig up.
Let's wig up. All of us. Let's do it.
Okay, then.
Did you think, like, she...
And you know who would be down? You know, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag about some behind-the-scenes things that went on here. I tried to convince Madison James, who does the afternoon show on Mix 107.9, to dress up as Beyonce for a Beyonce lookalike contest.
Right.
And then, I mean, she already looks like she could be a Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if Beyonce's in a movie, Madison James is doing the stunts.
To do it,
she's doing the stunts. She's a fitness model in her free time, and she's stunning. So I tried to convince her to do this Beyonce lookalike because... it's Beyonce.
Sure.
And you, ma'am, you were born for this moment. Mm-hmm. She won't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, she won't do it?
She won't do it.
Oh.
She won't do it.
Maybe she just, because that's a lot to live up to, right? I mean, you say.
But there's not a person in this building who does not believe that this woman could live up to it.
Yeah. You're right. But once you say.
Like our previous boss would like beg to see her. Fitness competition pictures, like,
Yes, but to say you're Beyonce, to say you're a Beyonce lookalike, or you're that puts a lot of pressure on you. That's a lot, right? That's a lot, too.
It is a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
But if people are telling you, ma'am!
Do it.
Am I overcompensating? Am I anything?
No.
This woman, she's stunning. She's stunning. She could do it.
She could do but a lot of pressure.
Doesn't mean I won't hair up if I get the opportunity to go.
Yeah, you. How could you not go?
Some over the knee boots. I mean, I'm doing all.
Yeah.
I don't care how hot it is.
Yeah,
in Bank of America Stadium.
See, I
am going to sweat for it too.
I think that's the craziest thing. Is like people understand this is August. It is going to be dripping hot out there.
Beyonce has a fan on her.
Right.
Of course.
You don't.
She's blowing it all times.
Right.
Too.
Right.
But like,
did you see the video of she was singing, and it was like effortlessly. She's singing at one of the shows, and she goes, "You fan, go!"
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You fan now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You fan now. And all of a sudden, it's like,
See, I would say.
And it was like in the middle of a song.
I need that.
I would say that Beyonce probably is that one artist, at least for me, that I think she might be a tad bit bossy on certain things.
She has to be.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Make sure everything's
she
perfect.
She has to be.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, right. She has to be.
There's timing, a lot of timing.
She can't, sure. She can't like, wait half for Jay-Z it. To come out and say, hey.
Oh, no.
That's not right. She's got to, listen, people. We need to put.
Yep.
Can you imagine performing in the costumes? I mean, a lot of times it looks like she's wearing next to nothing, but she is covered from head to toe.
Yeah, that's outfits I am learning more and more are very thought out by the ladies. Where have I been?
How they're not old like are us. You? Why are you just figuring this out?
It's not like us, man, when we're just like, oh, what are we going to wear? Oh, we wore that 3 days in a row. It's in the dirty clothes hamper. We'll just pick it up and do it and then throw on a hat. No, this is something that is set up weeks, sometimes, especially for Beyonce, months in advance.
And that is the hard part. It's going to be so hot out there. Oh.
Yeah.
So what did Addy wear to see Post Malone?
Do
you remember?
Something green, like she had green, something green. Like she says, like a green thing.
She might have worn a leaf.
I guess.
What?
Green shorts, like, because I remember her saying, I've never worn these before, but it's kind of a weird color, but weird is good for Post Malone, so I'm going to do the green. And I guess it was kind of like, a buzzing going around in my head.
Oh, like you do with me.
Yes, exactly.
Me. Okay.
I nodded a lot.
Like you did this whole time when I was talking about Beyonce and the fan and the whole thing. Yeah. All you heard was.
I said, can I take a picture? I did say, can I take a picture when you're leaving? Like, no, you can't. I'm like, oh, can you take a picture when you're there? Are you going to post it? Okay, I don't have to post it. Can you just take a picture and send it? I don't trust you. All right, okay. I guess I'll never see you again. Like a vampire. You don't show up on film or something, at least when I'm looking at it. So. So then she also has all the outfits that she needs for rushing when she goes to college.
Yes.
And outfit changes in a day. And then she's got
Does she have already, a formal wear and everything?
Like, I don't know if it's formal, but I mean, not like formal, but
it's like semi formal. She definitely has to have cocktail dress attire.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's also already picking out her. I heard her talking to somebody about game day fits. I said, what's a game day fit?
I
thought maybe it was a code or something.
Mm-mm,
but it's like for the USC
For the football games.
Which
tailgating
are
and everything.
Months. What is going on? You're going to line up your game day fits?
Yeah. She's going to be able to be down there shopping.
I know, but still.
And do you know how much gear costs down there?
It's going to be like, this is for my Tennessee game. This is for my whatever game. This is for my blah, blah, blah.
And she has to take this with her. She needs to have it now.
And you're not going to wear it until that game day? No.
Do you think you're going to need a U-Haul to get her down to USC?
I think I am. Because I have a picture, and I'll put it up eventually because I want to take a picture of her stuff. I have a picture of me standing outside of my college dorm.
Uh-huh.
And I have a cardboard box. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I have a cardboard. Let me find it for you a second. Here's a, you can kind of see it. There's a picture of me standing outside my dorm.
Is that all your stuff?
That's my stuff.
Oh my God.
I've got a paper bag, like a grocery paper bag. I got a box and I got some shirts that look like they might be hanging shirts, which are laid on top of the box.
Wow.
That is my going to college thing.
Yeah.
You look poor.
And I was.
Yeah.
I didn't feel poor, but in retrospect, I've got a paper bag full of clothes and a box.
And you were just happy that you filled up the paper bag. Yeah.
I feel so bad laughing. I was poor too.
Yeah.
I was poor too.
I know.
But I feel bad. But
I didn't feel poor. I didn't think I was poor.
But compared to that, I feel rich. Maybe things weren't so bad in Pine Grove Apartments.
That's right. My brother said he got a suitcase for graduation, so he didn't have to carry his clothes in a box and a paper bag.
Hey, you need to show your daughter that and say, I want you to see this family's come up, okay? You need to recognize this family's come up.
Yep. And I think my dad didn't even really slow down the car very much.
He's like, all right, see you later.
All right. Hey, thanks for hanging with the pod. Make sure you share the episode and Reach out to Ramona Holloway on her socials and Matt Harris and the Morning Mix, and we'll talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 1079.